Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Kalen Patterson, Midwest Muscle P4P Real Talk in the house and in your ear. But this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug free sponsorship foundation in the world, Todo el Mundo. If you are a drug free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, not quicksand, but an actual foundation, and a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out at
peoplefoodmuscle.com.
And now let's talk. Des, how you doing?
I am wonderful. I have family to Michigan. It's been a beautiful Friday.
Since you're on the road, we might have some dropped calls from you, you know?
Well, I hope not. I hope not. Hopefully we don't have too many valleys. So right now, you know, traffic is pretty light, so things should be good. So real quick, though, before we get started tonight, I do have a clarification. On our last show on Tuesday, if you guys were with us, Kalen had shared with us that Minnesota Mayhem show that's coming up October 1st. There's been some changes with that since it's no longer a defect. They are now allowing crossover events. So you can register to participate in more than one event if you. Now, my question was, the way that DFAC runs, the master's categories usually compete in the overall. And so I was wondering, since this event is running a little bit different, or get in touch with Leaf and.
I'm still here. I was wondering if you were still there because you broke up pretty bad in the last part.
Oh, I'm sorry. What part did I break up on?
You said, and Leaf said. Or Leaf had done something.
Oh, I said that this event will not be competing as part of the overall. They will not be competing in the overall. Only the open categories will compete in the overall. And registered.
Okay. All right. That sounds legit. And were there any other updates?
Only registered for masters, but you want to compete in the overall or in the open cup, and or then you need to get registered.
Okay. And, well, it's still, you know, I was looking, I think you told me about the hotels. They're already booked.
Yeah, the main hotel is already booked. I didn't want to look around. I do have a couple of hotels that I'm looking into that are far from the venue, and I can post those to the information as well, but the main hotel for the event is already booked solid. The block of rooms hosted or held for the competition are booked, plus the hotel overall is pretty much rooms at all left.
Well, there you have it, everybody. That's, you know, get your calendars ready because, I mean, that show is still big on the block, so might as well get ready and do your best because it's bringing the best because they really want to do that show.
Yep, and they're doing it, and he's still bringing on sponsors left and right. So, great amount of support, lots of athletes participating. I know.
Okay. Oh, you faded out again.
Okay, I'm still here. I can hear you. You just can't hear me. Very.
Okay, well, hopefully the listeners can hear you, and I just sound like an idiot.
Whatever it is, we better get to it. We better get to it. So tonight, you know, we are following up on an announcement.
One I'm not happy about. I'll tell you that.
Yep, one that Kaylin is not. One of our own, close to us, John Parrish, failed his drug.
Yeah. And you know, it's not the fact that he failed a drug test. I know a lot of people that, you know, they didn't intend to do it, but out of ignorance of just not checking the guidelines or looking at the banned substance list, because, you know, there's a lot of people that think that a bucket list kind of thing, and they went with the bucket list kind of attitude. And then, you know, for everybody we see that competes and wins their first show, there's also, you know, the back end of it where something like this happens, and you have somebody that fails a drug test. And, you know, as much as we'd like to say that the sport is so pure, like Joe Perez was talking about, you know, the better these shows get, you know, the more competition it brings, the more opportunity you have somebody that wants to cheat. And it happens. I mean, thank God that they get caught and you know, it's addressed. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it still happens. The thing that what everybody always waits for is, you know, does the person have any remorse? Do they feel bad for what they've done? You know, is it something where it was like no intention of doing wrong? It's just, you know, like a bad scenario, and, well, you know, they still get banned and they still get stripped of their title. But, you know, what then? You know, I think that's the question. You know, what happens after that? What does the competitor do? And, you know, this is something we've talked about, where we talk about, you know, when what we expect of the promoter, what the promoter is supposed to do for the competitor. I mean, there's all these other things that we ask of the promoter. But what about the competitor? You know, what does the competitor do? And this is like another end of it. All right, you got caught cheating, and now what are you going to do to correct it? I mean, if you really had no intent of cheating, if you really had the heart of gold that you didn't intend to do anything wrong, do you give back what was taken? Because honestly, if you cheated, then you know, there is no first place trophy for you, because you're not a first place competitor. You're a cheater. And that's what the whole community was wanting to know, because this guy is well known. I mean, it's pretty popular before he even started doing bodybuilding. So, you know, everybody was wondering, you know, is this going to be the guy that does right? Because usually it's, you know, this big statement about, you know, not meaning to fail, not knowing they had cheated, and, you know, the stuff was tainted or something like that. And then it basically they disappear for a certain amount of time, and then they come back to social media as if nothing happened. So this time it was really, as much as he wanted it to be silent, it didn't stay that way, because so many people were engaged in the fact of such a popular person being caught. So, you know, what's he going to do? You know, is this going to be the guy that salvages the natural community for the sake of his own ego or pride? Or is he going to be another run-of-the-mill fella that says, you know, I'm just going to, you know, keep everything because I want it, and, you know, let bygones be bygones? And for the record, as of now, it seems like it's the latter. Everybody else, you know, pretty much, I don't know. I mean, it's just, I can tell you that, you know, from talking with Rich, and, you know, we haven't heard from him. He's supposed to be on the show today. But he and I had been talking, and it kind of sucks, because, you know, we've known him for such a long period of time, and, you know, to have somebody like that close to you that really doesn't, seems like it really doesn't matter, you know, that he did it. it seems like none of that's really important. The fact that, you know, he hadn't really stepped up and said what he's going to do or, you know, reached out to us with any hard apology or anything. It's just been, you know, it just sucks. Because what now? And, you know, what do you do with a friendship like that? You know, what do you do when things go that way? And there's no telling because, you know, it's basically just a one-sided conversation.
And very true. I mean, and you can tell that that's something that's still weighing very heavily on you, that there has been no communication, no response, no, because you and both Rich Feliciano have come in second place to this individual. And we talk a lot about, you know, when someone does cheat, how that is cheating all of the other competitors of their moment of that time, and now you're living that.
Yes.
And that's,
very much so.
I mean, it's a tough thing. It's one thing to be like, oh, see it and watch it from afar, but you're in the middle of it.
Yeah, and it's still an ongoing thing, and it's just one of those times where, you know, if you had any wind in your sail, it kind of goes out. And if you're really a true competitor, you know, and I've spoken about this a lot, if you're really a true competitor, you love competition, you love to compete. But when somebody crosses the line and takes that step that takes away the competition, and, you know, if it was the NPC or IFBB, then I get what I paid for. But if I'm stepping on stage in a natural community, I expect to compete against natural athletes. And, you know, kudos to the PNBA for, you know, catching him. But, you know, that, like you said, that moment is gone forever. And, you know, now my past is gone. And that's one of the things that has been just a big thing for me. A lot of the, you know, I've said this on the show many times. When I competed, I brought the trophies home to my pastor because he was one of the role models that basically brought me up with the natural mentality. You know, it's you and, you know, like you say so many times, that temple that we're building is something we're doing for God. You know, and some people might want the glory of the trophy and the recognition, but I wasn't raised that way. I was raised with the mindset of do your best, get against the best of the best, meaning the competition. And, you know, you'll come with me. You can get better at the end of the day from all of it. But it seems like that's not the case for everybody, obviously. And, you know, somebody just decided that they wanted the trophy more than they wanted the reality of an actual win. You know, and like talking to Rich about it. And, you know, we were there supporting each other. All of us, so we thought. You know, come with me. We just wanted the best out of each other. Or so we thought. Because now there's that asterisk that you just can't get out of your mind when you're speaking. Because from what I'm learning, this was not the first show that he had done this. They were just one of the ones he got caught. So, you know, it's like the whole time we're doing what we're doing, he has in the background the understanding that, well, yeah, I should have the upper hand because I'm taking this stuff to do it.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. Now, I know that you haven't had any communication with John, but what about the organization? What about the PBNA? Have they gotten in touch with you after this has come out? I mean, has the organization taken any kind of corrective steps?
Well, they have changed the record books, but, you know, to me, you know, this isn't my first rodeo with something going wrong during competition. You know, I played basketball. I've played professional sport. So the understanding that some people drop the ball, that's going to happen. You know, as long as you play sports, there's going to be a time when something doesn't go right and it lands in your lap on the wrong side of history. I get it. And you know, and as much as we'd love to, you know, have everything go perfectly fine, it doesn't. So you know, getting the short end of the stick is nothing new. I understand that, and the fact that you know, they did drug test him, they did catch him, that's fine. But there's still no guideline in play for, okay, what do you do now as far as the competitor, like you said, they got second place, because they're not a second place competitor. They are a first place competitor that was cheated for first place by a cheater. But that still hasn't been addressed by the heads of state, as we could call it, the presidents or the organizers. It's I think Brooke Wilkling did something that was very rare and unique, and that was, you know, where he took his second place trophy and mailed it, because at the time the promoter for the show that he was cheated sent him a first place trophy. So that's again, that's the promoter, that's not the heads or the leaders of the organization. So that's still a big question mark on what they're going to do. But, you know, that moment's gone forever. And like I said, I don't get my past back to tell him, you know, hey, I did win for you. I did get that moment, but I tried so hard, and I would have gotten that sword, because, you know, he's a big, well, he was a big fan of those Conan swords, because we were big Conan movie watchers. So, you know, at the end of the day, who, I mean, honestly, it sounds kind of, and I don't know if it's just because it hurts because of the situation being the way it is, but who really cares now when you're talking about the moment when it mattered and it was just stripped from you?
True. I mean, that the people who care the most are the people who it affected. As for the rest of us, we're like, okay, you know, you're going to have another chance at another competition, but it's not that easy to just explain it away for that person who was, you know, going to be first, going to be second, going to be third, you know, and on up the line, because you're right, that is just gone, and that doesn't happen anymore. Or for the families and the friends and fans that came to support those individuals, they don't get a participation either, because, again, it's gone. So totally can see that point, that perspective.
Yeah, and it's brutal, because everybody that competes knows that every prep is different. Preparing for every show is different. And, you know, like this year, I've had more issues with vehicle than anything.
True.
You know, it's fact, even to the fact of the car burning up right next, and it has to be the irony that my vehicle burned up, is that it wasn't even across the street from the fire department. It was across a parking block, and I do mean a parking block, not a parking lot. There's basically that barrier that separates one property from another so you don't drive over it, and that's what separated me getting my car put out, because they had to back up and drive around that instead of taking the hose over it. So, you know, all that I had planned for April to get over the second place losses at the time that I was thinking, you know, because you do motivate yourself and you get up, you know, get your butt in gear and work even harder. And that's, you know, that's something that Joe Perez said, and he didn't know how much that meant when he said it, but he's like, he was telling me, you know, he's watched me bust my butt in the gym for years. And then to have it taken away like that, it hurt him. You know, as a promoter and a friend, he's saying, you know, because Joe was one of the few people that was just brutally honest. And he was like, I hope you never win a show unless you're at your best, because, you know, you're representing us. Just like Joe represents us. Everybody out of Five Star Fitness was also the old gold gym crew. And we were basically each other's motivators, and he wanted all of us to be so good that nobody could contest the win. And then with that mindset, here he is learning that the person that beat me at his show beat him. Yeah, it is. You know, and then, you know, just so much. Like I said, we had been in contact with this fella a lot, an awful lot. He'd been over to the gym. He's been on the show. You know, he's just been all through my life. And one of the things that I had done while he was at the gym, because he had brought, you know, some posters, and I had him sign one for my mom. And, you know, needless to say where that went, because she was just so disgusted and disappointed. Because it's like, you know, baby, you say this stuff is, you know, so much fun. I'm seeing so much pain. It doesn't look fun at all right now. I mean, honestly, it's not. I mean, I love natural bodybuilding. I'm very passionate about it because it's all about health and fitness if it's done correctly. But then you have this side of the thing where it's just, you know, it's just a rough spot to be, because here you have somebody that's not only cheating on stage, but he's cheating you in a friendship because, you know, he's just not being the real deal, I guess the best way to say it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, from listening to you, and that's the part of it that's the toughest overall, because, I mean, as far as the competition side of things, you're back at it. You're back in the gym. I know we're going to see you on stage here soon. You're getting excited. You're getting geared up. You know, you've got your goals in place, in sight. You're working towards them. That part of it, you're already moving through, but it's the friendship aspect of it that stings the most right now, is what it's sounding like.
Yes, because at the end of the day, you know, you step off stage and you still got a life, and it's a great moment. And, you know, I like I said, I've played professional sports. I played amateur sports throughout the sports, I mean, genre. Just, I mean, I can't think of a sport other than golf or bowling where I wasn't, like, going as hard as I could to improve. And it seemed, you know, like I said, there's always that bump in the road where the scorekeeper missed something, the time clock guy messed up, and those moments happen. But after the game, and, you know, and growing up playing basketball in the area that I did, which is the Kankakee County area, there were so many of us that knew each other outside of the venue. And we would always hang out, you know, and talk trash. Yeah, you're going to be messing with each other, jiving each other. And that's the community and atmosphere I grew up in. So it didn't bother me competing against people that I also knew, because there was no angst, there was no jealousy, and there was no envy. I'm just going to get you next time. And sometimes there were people that were just so good, there was never a next time, but you understood the fact that you still had to get out there and give your best. I get all that. But when this is the first time I had someone in my life and that close to me that had really taken away from the moment by knowingly getting on stage, taking a substance that would give him an edge that naturals can't do. And, I mean, let's be honest, that's rough. It's just rough.
Yeah, it is rough, and I think that would be rough on anyone. I mean, friendships are a special thing. And unfortunately, that part of it, that's something that, you know, only you and this person, hopefully in time, are going to be able to come to some sort of terms on that. But
I doubt it. I really doubt that, because the question that was asked wasn't by me, but it was by somebody that knows us both. And it was, you know, are you going to return the things so they can be handed over to the correct people? So, you know, we can start the chain of events to get the people addressed that should have won. Because, I mean, you don't give a cheater second place. And I think that was the thing that kind of frustrated, you know, because if I didn't do the work, I would have been second. Who knows what you would look like? Because, you know, you've taken the truth out of the whole deal. And you're saying, okay, well, the lie wasn't as bad as you guys think. I don't understand that thinking where you take away from everybody else's moment knowingly and then say, well, I should still be compensated with something. That makes no sense.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't even really know what to say to that.
There's nothing.
The logic's not there.
No. And it's only worsened when you think about the fact that this was something that was an ongoing thing. You know, how many, not just Rich, not just me, but everyone else that he stepped on, except for Larry Montgomery, and that's the guy that beat him, even though he was on stuff. So, you know, hats off to Larry for, I guess, busting his butt better than all of us to beat a cheater.
So now what? I mean, I guess, especially for our listeners and for other listeners out there who may be experiencing the same thing, because despite this turn of events that, you know, been very hard, very tough thing to deal with, you know, you still love the sport. You still support the sport. So how do you get yourself with the mind frame to continue on and participate and enjoy in it despite this bump in the road?
Well, like I said, I've been kicked in the butt before. And, you know, if somebody's going to do that, you can't control a situation. You can't control another person. And a lot of times you can't even control yourself. But you can control what you do after the fact. And the thing that I've always been raised, especially, you know, having a strong church family, is, you know, a lot of times the reaction defines who you are, not what's done to you. And, you know, God knows there's always going to be something that basically gives you a testimony when somebody else is struggling. And you could say, you know, I've been there. And I can really tell people, because of the life I've lived, I've been in a lot of situations that I don't really feel comfortable with, but I was there anyway, and I still had to deal with it, and I still had to be a mature individual as it happened. And as much as I like to joke around, and as much as I like to play, and as much as I like to kid, there are mature, responsible situations that happen that need to be addressed by a mature, responsible adult. And it's not easy. God knows it's not easy. But the fact that it still has to be done, it still has to be done. And you don't walk away from it and say, I quit because someone else cheated, because you're saying, not only did I give that person control of the stage, I'm giving them control of my life now, and everything's going downhill.
Well said.
No, pardon me.
No, I said well said. I mean, and I think that's the right attitude and right perspective you need to take.
Yeah. Because, you know, Brooke got cheated before I did. And there's been countless other competitors that were cheated before me. And then for me to say, you know, well, this sucks and I quit, you know, that's, you know, like I said, it's like blaming the church for a bad church member. We get them. They're going to come through the door. They don't have the right mindset. I put this in a status, and I thank God that he put it on my heart to think to put it. I said, it's like trying to compare a bank teller to a bank robber, where you have both of them in the same institution, but I guarantee they're there for a totally different reason. And you can't sit there and say, well, because this person cheated, then the whole bank sucks, shut it down, and we don't want this anymore. So no banking. We'll just all walk around, hopefully with enough money in our pockets, and we can all just hopefully scrounge around and get a wood shack instead of a home. It makes no sense. So, you know, to actually think about it like a mature individual and not bellyache and not, you know, basically you get the pitchforks and torches. Let's just come up, like you said, with a way where not only do you catch the person, but you also address the person that's been cheated. Because, all right, you have a cheater, then they have to be someone that's being cheated. What do you do with that? And that's going to fall on the presidents of the organization, because it seems, for me, and this is just real talk, it seems to me like they're more ashamed to catch him and put their name out there than they are to put the information out there for everybody to know, and, you know, put the things in place to address the people that had been cheated, because, you, like I said, you don't have where the cheater goes to second place by default. They cheated. They're out the door. They shouldn't be listed on anything. So I'm not understanding why it's such a problem. Maybe they don't want to, like I said, it just seems odd that they wouldn't want to address the people that worked their butts and busted their butts to compete and then, you know, had been stripped of what was happening. You know, there should be some guidelines in place, okay, if you catch the first place cheater, because that's all they are, then they're not first place. Well, then, okay, we put the ball in motion where we get the information and the title to the person that should have been first place. That's a, you know, maybe you don't get a pro card, especially if there's an overall afterwards. But if that is the pro card because of the class being so big, then, you know, you have to start putting the ball in motion for those things, because somebody have just stepped off stage because they realized, you know, if that's the best I can do and it's only second place, then, you know, why even go? Especially if they're looking like what I'm going up against, only to find out what you're going up against isn't a natural athlete.
True. And I think, I know that some organizations do have a protocol in place, because I have seen instances where when a cheater was found, they called the next person in line, so to second place or third place on down the line, and informed them of the results and sent them an updated medal. And in this instance, it was even a pro show, so they sent them the money that was earned to coincide with the new placement because of the test results that have been found. So I know that in some organizations, or at least one, that the protocol is in place and they follow it. Now, can't speak for all of them, but I would hope that they would get it together to have something similar in place, because those athletes just deserve that.
Yes.
They just do it. And it's just the right thing to do and the fair thing to do.
And it's a good point, you know. It's like it's something that should be across the board, honestly, because, you know, you can't tell me that you're doing a show and you can't expect that somebody might cheat. It's happened in the past, so you can't say, okay, since we caught one person, everybody's going to be scared away from that. There's got to be something in place that says this won't happen again, because we'll correct it either as it happens or as soon as we can after it happens, because the whole goal is to keep our show as honest as possible, because you don't want a shady appearance by not, you know, I agree. We all have a different idea what should happen with the cheaters. Some people want to put them on blast, use social media and whatever. And I said, you know, if you do that, so what? They cheated. And then if you don't do it, but, you know, pass information along to the other organization, so we never have to see this person again, so what? They cheated. And if you sit there and their job finds out and they lose their job, I'm still saying, so what? They cheated. So, you know, something could be done. And then say, all right, if after that, we're going ahead and put the people in line to where they can be first place because they actually were first place, and then put something on social media saying, all right, if you don't want to talk about the first place guy that cheated, talk about the first place guy that should have won, and put their pictures up there and give them some kind of recognition for what the hard work and dedication they've done for this sport.
Yeah, I think that would be a great thing to do. And again, it's what they deserve. For the work that they put in, it's what they would have had. So at a minimum, that should be a minimum effort that should be taken. I mean, as big an announcement that can be made that this individual is being recognized, you know, despite the circumstances, should be made. All of them, I mean, first, second, third, down on the line, put them out there as, you know, recognizing them that they have these now or these titles now.
Mm-hmm. And I also said, you know, like, since social media is so big, and, you know, we like to to play it down, but it's very big, and it's a driving force. You could put their pictures on blast for a week or two if you had to, just to give them their just due. And this isn't saying that it should have been done for me, because honestly, like I said, I don't get my pastor back. That was the person, the role model for me, that showed excuse me, natural muscle at its best, because he was a car mechanic and just a jack of all trades. He was incredibly strong, and he never, ever took any kind of drugs, and he was just blessed to be just strong all the way up until the days of his passing. So with somebody like that being a driving force in your life, everything you do is motivated with his mindset of basically encouragement, motivation, strength, and strength of will. I don't get that back. The time when I was at my best and he was living, I was doing that because I knew, his days were few and far between of being out of the home or anything else. I don't get that back. That day is gone forever. I still have a mom. I still have Sister Rucker, his wife. And, they'll be coming to the shows in the future and many other family members and after that. But there's so many people that you look up to in life and really want to do good for, because they've basically been behind you for so long. And, how many times have we given the people the time to address the people that support them, because they do have that kind of value and they are that important in your life. And I don't want anybody ever missed. And, it's so ironic that everything I speak about are the things that are falling on me now. And, thank God that we do the things we do and get this information out there and give everybody the recognition that they just do. But it's times like this where you really wish you could purge all the crap and just make it that much better, because we've had a great year for Natural Bodybuilder. Things, we keep getting speed bumps of people that just don't want the sport to go. It's more like their ego is more important than anything else in the room. And if that's not addressed, then, nothing really matters. And if it is addressed and it finds out that your ego was bigger than the natural lifestyle you were willing to forego, then that doesn't matter either, because you're not returning any of your toys that you stole, because that's really what it comes down to.
It's true. It is true. Well, Kaylin, I wanted to say, because I know it's very sad point for you, but sharing it with the listeners, there may be some out there who are dealing with the same things and just didn't quite have a voice for this. So,
or worse.
Yeah, or worse. So thanks for putting that out there. And I'm glad to still see you moving on. You still,
We've got so much talent. We've got so much going for this community. And I've always dreamed of a day when it should be as big as it should be or should have been, because, I'm a historian at heart. And I read about Eugene Sandow, which is ironically the major trophy for the Enhanced Arena. And this was the first real natural acclaimed nationwide bodybuilder. And one of the things he had always talked about when he was living, that he hated the enhanced realm, because he said man would never reach his full potential as far as building the body, because it would always be weakened to do something to basically aid it in a look that would be unnatural. And I think that is so true to a point, because I said sooner or later that pendulum swings back. And the natural community always has been the natural community. And there's people that cheat, yes. There's people that don't really think natural. They just want the accolades and then basically step up to the enhanced realm. I get all of that. But the natural community, the natural competitors, I'm talking about from balls to bone, that just no matter what, they're going to be natural. They exist, and they exist in thousands and hundreds of thousands of individuals, and it could be so much better if people would just step up, really, and say, hey, it doesn't matter that there's cheaters. I'm natural. Nothing else matters other than this natural arena that we're supporting. And when we come together in one mind, we will become one unit of the progress. And I know that day can happen. I know it's happening right now. I mean, when we were talking to Romer, I got really excited. This guy is dreaming of a reality, and he's reality a dream. The stuff that he's putting on at the venue he's placing it, my goodness. And then next year, even
it's going to be crazy.
And same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see they have his latest announcement? I'm switching gears a little bit. They're going to have a similar bachelor type thing going on, and they're going to give a rose away. I don't know, but it just seems like this show just keeps taking all these twists and turns of all the different pieces that they're putting into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm off topic now, but oh my God.
No, no, no.
You think there couldn't be anything else going on at this show? Yeah,
because
if there's something else that happened.
Out of our show, remember, about the roses and the
yep.
bachelor?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
So that. Yeah, I thought that was funny when I read it. I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. There you go, big guy.
There you go. More and more stuff happening all the time. So, anyway, as we wrap, what's your parting thought for us tonight?
My parting thought is bad things happen. You know, you can't have good days unless you understand what bad is. And, you know, there's things that are going to just happen that are not in your control. And they're not life-ending. You know, as much as it hurt that it happened, still in one piece, I still get to go to the gym, I still get to train people, I still get to go to work, I still get my life if I choose to live it. And, you know, God gives us choice, and we're always going to be faced with choices. What do you do with that choice that can actually bring up instead of taken away from who they are? And I'm always said that, you know, we're going to help people. We're going to bring people up. We're going to bring people along to improvement for health and fitness. And some people use, you know, basketball, some people some other kind of sport. We just happen to fall in the realm of natural bodybuilding. And I know that we can bring people to good health and fitness because we're already doing it.
Amen to that. So, with that being said, folks, at the end of the day, it is all just about good health, wellness, and fitness, and, you know, just being true to who you are. And if you're not a natural athlete, there's plenty of shows out there for you, and we wish you the best. But if you want to be a natural athlete, if you're calling yourself a natural athlete, then do the things that natural athletes do. And that's basically all that it comes down to. So next week, whole nother week, we have a ton of guests that are going to be coming your way. Different topics, different athletes, men, women, pros, amateurs, all of them doing great things. So we're going to be bringing them your way. So keep your eye on Blog Talk Radio. And also, if you guys didn't know this, you can follow our podcast. You can like it, and then you enter your email address, and every Tuesday and Thursday, they'll shoot you an email right to your own inbox with what we're going to be talking about and whom we're going to be talking about it with. So makes it real easy so you know when to tune in and what you can expect. So definitely do that. Follow us, download it, and always keep your eye on Midwest Muscle on Facebook, and we keep updates going there as well. So it's Labor Day weekend. I hope you guys have a fantastic holiday. If you're traveling, safe travels. Kaylin, you have any big plans this weekend?
I'm going to get the van fixed.
So as Kaylin said, he's had car problem after car problem this year, and it's still going on. But you know what? He promised me that he was going to be road ready and that he was going to meet me in Davenport I believe, for the Spartan. Is it Davenport?
For the Spartan.
Davenport, yes. September 10th. So we are going to be there. Andrea Castillo, her husband, everyone that's gearing up for the Spartan is going to be there. So, guys, keep your eye on that as well. On behalf of myself, Kaylin, P for P Muscle, go ahead and throw in your snickerdoodle, Kaylin. We don't want it to get lost in the air.
Got to throw in a snickerdoodle. Got to.
There you have it. Your body is a temple. Let's build it.
Snickers.